You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this AppleViz podcast. I'm Scott Davert. Today, to demonstrate Nature Space. Nature Space is a free download in the App Store with in-app purchases. Its main purpose is to help wake you up or help you fall asleep or just relax, depending on whatever it is that you need. Before I go on, I would recommend that you have a decent pair of headphones to listen to this podcast so that you can fully appreciate the stereo and the audio effects that have gone into this app. If you're not able to do that, I would recommend using a good sound system. Again, the sound quality of these files is pretty good. So that's also why this download is a lot larger than some of our other podcasts where we're just using voiceover without any kind of emphasis on audio stuff. As of the June 15th, I believe it was June 15th, with June 2015, either way, according to the update in the App Store, this app was fully usable with voiceover, which is a good thing. We always appreciate when app developers take voiceover into account. And we'll go through it now. I have my iPod 6 here, running iOS 9.2, and of course, I'm running VoiceOver. So focus with VoiceOver is set on the Nature Space app. I'm going to go ahead and launch it for the first time on this device, my iPod 6.
Nature Space, welcome to Nature Space, heading.
Okay, I'll flick to the right.
Hi, are you a new user, or would you like to unlock your previous purchases?
I don't have any purchases, but I'm also not a new user, so what about me?
Unlock button. I'm new button.
And say that we're new.
I'm new button.
That's the last option on this screen.
Use headphones, heading. Congratulations. You found us. Nature Space is a unique 3D audio experience which is best realized with headphones. We encourage you to take your time while exploring our vast catalog. So, find a comfortable chair, put on your headphones, and let the journey begin. Okay, button. Oh. New track available. A new track, Lucid Dreaming, has been released. You can find it in the newest releases category in the Nature Space store by tapping the green plus at the bottom of the screen.
And this is one of the tracks that you would have to purchase. We'll get into that here very shortly.
Okay, button. First light, button.
And now we are launched into the app itself. This is what will happen when you first pull up the app. If you don't reorder the different tracks, First Light is one of the free tracks. If I flick to the right,
Photosynthesis button, Infinite Shoreline button, River Wine Dreaming button, The Indigo Raindrop button, Night at Lake Unknown button.
And those are the six free tracks that you get that you can listen to. If we keep flicking to the right,
Console button.
You have the console.
Share button. Transitions timer button.
We'll get into demonstrating that here in a bit.
Nature Space catalog button.
The catalog, we'll look at that.
Display full screen image dimmed button.
That is a visual thing that VoiceOver really doesn't need to use.
Detail button.
And detail, which is going to talk about the track that you're currently playing.
Display folder editing controls button.
This allows you to reorder the tracks and things like that that you have on your device, so that if you, say, for example, did not want that particular track in the upper left corner of your screen, you could come in here and move those things around.
Scroll to playing track button.
Another visual thing that doesn't really seem to do much with VoiceOver.
Scroll to playing track button.
And that's it. So the first thing that I'm going to do briefly is demonstrate how to play tracks. It's very simple. I'll go to the upper left corner.
First light button.
First light is the first track. I'll go ahead and double tap this.
First light playing.
And if we flick to the right,
Photosynthesis button.
We have the other tracks.
Infinite Shoreline button.
Let's say I wanted to play that one. I can now double tap this and it will instantly switch.
Infinite Shoreline playing.
And of course, if I want to stop this, I can double tap with two fingers. And what you'll notice there is a lot of attention paid to detail in this app, because the first one that we listened to was at much lower volume, and that was actually done on purpose. So now if I keep flicking across the screen,
River Wine Dreaming button,
we have these tracks.
The Indigo Raindrop button, Night at Lake Unknown button, Console button, Share button, Transitions Timer button, Nature Space Catalog button, Display Full Screen Image Detail button.
And we have the detail here toward the very bottom. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that.
Detail, Infinite Shoreline, page 3 of 6, Install Tracks, Heading, Done button, Infinite Shoreline button. For use while meditating, focus on the motion of a singular wave as it approaches from the right and washes leftward. See how long you can follow the wave after it passes by. Imagine the feel of the sand on your bare feet. The extreme horizontal sound field of this track makes it a great choice for flight travel. The implied space relieves tension by providing the mind with a strong sense of being outside. It is also a good choice for focused, thought-oriented tasks like computing, because it does not distract.
So there's a description of that particular track.
Previous track button, 1 of 3. Playing, dimmed, button, 2 of 3.
It's actually not playing, it's paused, but that's the one that's currently playing.
Next track, button, 3 of 3.
We can go to the next track.
Write review, button.
You can write your own review if you want. Some people have done this with a few of the tracks.
Write review, button.
And that's it. So if I go back to the next track button.
Next track, button. Select River Wine Dreaming, page 4 of 6. Next track, button, 3 of 3.
It still remains paused. It does tell us the track that we're currently on, and you can go back to the left here and review this track if you want, the description of it.
Playing, dimmed, but previous track, but focus on the height of the wind in the trees, in contrast to the height of the water flow. Examine the pathways of the water's slow motions, left and right. Focus on the natural sounds, divert attention from the tonalities, which are there to stimulate the subconscious. Stress is washed away by the water and wind.
And if I flick back to the left,
River Wine Dreaming button, done button.
We can find the done button.
Done. Infinite Shoreline button.
And we're returned to where we were previously.
River Wine Dreaming button.
Again, if I want to listen to this, and I will briefly, just to kind of give you an idea of the detail that is included with these tracks, all I have to do, of course, is double tap to launch it.
River Wine Dreaming play.
And I double tapped with two fingers, of course, to stop it. So that is what is included with the sounds. If you want, you can just stick with those tracks and you will have them for free as long as you want them. Let's go ahead and explore the next option after the tracks.
Console button.
That is the console. I'll go ahead and go in here.
Done.
Done is in the upper left corner.
Console heading. Nature space info button.
All the information about the app version, things like that, would be in here. Also, how to contact the developer.
Review Nature Space button.
It'll take you into the App Store so you can write a review.
Email support button.
Self-explanatory.
Legal button.
Self-explanatory.
System volume, 65% adjustable.
So you can come in here and adjust your system volume. Of course, you can do this with the up and down buttons on your device if you want, but that's another place you can do it.
Mix audio with other apps. Switch button off.
So if you want, you could actually mix this and start playing, say, for example, a book in Bard Mobile or Audible, or I don't know, maybe you have some kind of trippy electronic music or something that you want to mix with this. I haven't played with it other than to try it, and it does work.
Automatically play new downloads. Switch button on.
So when something finishes downloading, by the way, these are all the default settings. It will start playing it. We'll leave that on.
Delete previews button.
if you have a lot of previews, and we're going to get into that here when we start talking about in-app purchases, they do take up some room on your device. Again, these are very high-quality audio files. So even something that's just a minute long, for example, it's going to take up a few megs. And if you're on a device that's smaller, like a 16 gig, or if you're one of those people that's on an 8 gig iPhone 4 or 4S, for example, you'll be able to do this, but you'll probably want to come in here and get rid of all of your previews if you have a lot of those.
Delete previews button.
And that is the console screen, or I would probably call it the settings screen, but either option works. I'll go back to the upper left corner.
Done button.
Double tap done.
Done. Riverwind Dreaming button.
And it returns me to the previous track that I had set focus to before we started moving, because that's the track that is currently playing. Like if I double tap with two fingers again. It resumes playing. Let's go ahead and move on to the next option that we have here.
Share button.
Share. This is going to take you into your standard screen for sharing options, social media, by email, things like that.
Transitions timer button.
Here's the transitions timer. It's a very interesting feature of this app. I really like it. But I'm actually going to come back to that. Let me go one option further.
Nature Space Catalog button.
Here is the catalog of all the different in-app purchases that you can look at. There are a lot of things to choose from. I'll go ahead and come in here.
Catalog. Done button. Welcome. Welcome to the Nature Space in-app store. There is quite a lot of sound here. We've been recording nature in 3D for over 10 years. From calm, gentle evening atmospheres to intense thunderstorms, and everything in between, it has been our quest to capture the sound of nature and its spaces with the highest degree of spatial accuracy and quality possible. Our work is primarily intended for use with headphones, where the vertical axis of sound is accurately recreated. However, the sonic quality of our work translates exceptionally well over speakers, and many tracks are spectacular choices for creating an ambiance while sleeping or working.
I'll go to the right.
Recommended heading.
This is these are all just different headings. So this is the recommended heading.
Newest releases button.
If you want to come in here and check out the newest releases, you can. I'm not going to go into each of these options because the interface is consistent no matter where you're at in this app.
Bestsellers button.
Bestsellers.
Staff favorites button. Discount packages heading.
So here you have different categories of sound packs that you might like, or different tracks, and you can come in here and get them at a discount. Usually they're $2 or so, $2 US for a track, but you can get some of these things at a discount. So you might get a bundle, say, for $10.
The Solutions Collections button. Thunder God Collection button. Complete through 2014 Collection button.
That is everything that they've done through 2014, which is kind of amazing, actually. There's a lot of stuff there. It's a $50 pack, but you get a lot of stuff.
Categories, heading, suggested use button.
So you have suggested use here, different categories.
Mornings button.
Are beyond that.
Afternoons button.
Suggested use. We'll go ahead and look at that here once we've looked at the other options.
Evenings button. Thunderstorms button.
That's probably one of my favorites.
Rain button. Island button. Wind button. Waves button. Rivers button. Abstract button. Sci-fi button. Mornings heading. Mornings, the sound of morning provides the mind with a sense of vitality and energy, which can be a wonderful catalyst for creativity and a positive outlook. Under headphones, birdsong provides a great sense of spatial imaging and can also be a powerful tool to ease the feeling of being stuck inside. Especially useful in winter, mornings are like light therapy, but for the ears. Users are cautioned to not play these ambiances too loud, which would turn a lovely avian melody into an annoyance.
And each of the categories that we just talked about, you'll see, for example,
abundance button, lucid morning meditation button.
Now you're actually seeing some of the different tracks from the morning category.
The crows button, anti-meridian north button.
So let's go back now, and this is going to take you all the way across, and I'm not going to take up too much time here going through all the different things. You get the idea. It's a very extensive catalog with a lot of different options available. I'm going to go ahead and go back here.
Mornings, sci-fi, abstract, rivers, button, waves, button, wind, button, island, button, rain, button, thunderstorms, button, evenings, button, afternoons, suggested use, button.
Let's say we want to look at suggested use. I'll double
catalog,
tap.
Back button. Suggested use. Done. Button. The Nature Space Catalog is a vast and diverse array of spaces acquired over the last 12 years. For most listeners, Nature Space is more than entertainment. It is a tool. There is a lot of sound in here, and we realize it can be a little daunting to sift through it all. These tracks have been organized by effectiveness for a particular task, giving listeners a more efficient way to find and own the best tracks for their individual needs.
I like this because if you're somebody that is kind of new to sort of meditation type stuff, you can come in here and kind of look at different things that they have and find out what is recommended for specific types of activities.
Ambience for sleeping, button. Natural white noise, button. De-stress and relax, button.
And there's a whole bunch of these. I'm not going to go through them all. Just to kind of give you an idea of what we have in here.
Catalog, back button.
I'm back in the upper left corner. I'm going to double tap.
Suggested use.
So let's say I'm interested, and I am actually interested because I love thunderstorms. Let's say I want to purchase that particular premium pack.
Categories, heading.
I'm going to find that now.
Complete through 2014 collection, Thunder God collection, button.
I'm flicking left. Thunder God collection is what I am looking for.
Catalog, back button. Thunder God Collection. Done. Button. Thunder God Collection. Button. Thor. Button. Odin. Button.
These are the different titles of the tracks that come with this pack.
Aegir. Button. Loki. Button. Eternal Rain. Button. Tears of Asgard. Button. Downloads. Button. Purchases. Button.
And then we have downloads and purchases beyond that.
Purchases. Button.
And that's the whole screen. So let's say I wanted to look at one track in particular here. I'll go ahead and choose...
Tears of Asgard. Button. Eternal Rain. Button.
Eternal Rain. It's R-E-I-G-N, by the way. I'll go ahead and double tap on that.
Back button. Eternal Rain. Read reviews for Eternal Rain. Button.
So you can look at reviews that other people have posted.
Eternal Rain. The last victory credited to Odin was in 1208, with the passing of Ragnarok, the demise of the gods, all that remains are the stories. And while many deities from across all cultures have been immortalized through myths, none have achieved the status of Thor, god of thunder. Eternal rain is all rain, no thunder. It is a nice, medium-density rain that creates a steady ambiance without any distractions. It is a forest rain, so the drips are organic and natural, no umbrella, no concrete, just trees and leaves. This track by Eternal Rain for $1.99, button.
There it is. I could have gone on with the description, but you get the idea. So we can buy the track.
Preview Eternal Rain, button.
And come in here and give it a preview.
Preview Eternal Rain, button.
That's the last option. Let's go ahead and preview this. I'll double tap it.
Buy Eternal Rain for $1.99, button.
I wouldn't want to listen to this after I had two or three pots of coffee. Might be a little rough. I'll go ahead and double tap with two fingers to stop it. I am going to go back now because I really want to look at the thunderstorm ones. Those are really neat, I think. I'm going to go ahead and back out of here.
Back button.
There we go, a double tap. You can also scrub with two fingers back and forth and back again if you
Eternal
want.
Eternal Rain.
And now we're back on the previous screen. So I'm going to go back up toward the top here.
Done, button. Thunder God Collection, button. Thor, button.
And I'm going to actually double tap the Thunder God Collection button.
Back button. Thunder God Collection. Read reviews for Thunder God Collection, button.
So I can look at reviews again.
Thunder God Collection. For most of human history and across myriad cultures, the thunderstorm has struck fear and awe into the heart of man, and was attributed to the actions of the mightiest gods. With Thunder God, nature space brings you the mystical power of the sky and some of the deities that were named to explain the unexplainable. Thunder God was recorded entirely by the nature space engineering team using the latest HD recording technologies and proprietary holographic microphone techniques that provide a true, being there experience. The six masterfully crafted, seamless loops are designed to create steady states of different intensities, environments and moods while conveying a sense of the supernatural, from the most intense thunderstorm to a gentle rain into water. Upon purchase, the six included tracks will automatically download to your device.
So, that pretty much tells us all we need to know. I'm going to go ahead and go to the right.
Buy Thunder God Collection for $9.99 button.
And I'm going to get myself an early Christmas present. I'm actually recording this just a few days before Christmas. I'll double tap.
In progress. Okay, sign into iTunes Store.
And of course we have our standard sign into iTunes here, just like you would with any other in-app purchases.
Enter the password for your Apple ID. Secure. Text field is editing. Character insertion point at end.
I'm going to go ahead and enter my password.
Bullet. Cancel button. Okay button. Okay.
Double tap.
Back button.
And now we're put back into
Thunder God Collection. For most of human history and across myriad
this
cultures,
whole screen.
Purchasing.
It has downloaded. There's the next one downloading. What I don't like about this is that it's like, now it's already on to the next one.
Purchasing.
And we get the point. So it switches directly from one to the other as soon as the download is completed. It's kind of nice because you can track what's downloaded, but I don't know. I was kind of interested to see where a couple of those were going to go. Anyway.
Purchasing.
And that is all that is on the screen. So if I go back now.
Catalog. Back button.
We're back in the catalog, but I'm going to go back again to show you how to actually look at what things you purchased.
Catalog.
Now we should be back on the main screen.
Catalog. Done. Button.
All right. I guess I had to hit done.
Done. Thor. Button.
And now Thor, which is one of the Thunder God tracks, is the first track listed on this screen.
Odin. Button. Aegir. Button. Loki. Button. Eternal Rain. Button. Tears of Asgard, button. First Light, button.
And now you see our familiar tracks that we've already had that were with the free version of the app. Now, if I wanted to play one of those tracks, we'll choose Thor because that's in the upper left corner.
Thor, button. Thor, playing.
Okay, I stopped it. So one of the things that you'll hear if you have a good sound system is there's like a sort of bass that's going in the background the entire time. I don't think I'd want to try and fall asleep to this, but some people do find thunderstorms relaxing. I just think it's a cool thing to listen to. Unfortunately, the one thing I don't particularly like is that you can't fast forward and you have no idea how long the actual track is. But you can loop it. If you want, and we're going to actually look at the final feature of this app before I draw this podcast demonstration to a close, and that is the transitions timer. I will find that now.
Console button. Share button. Transitions timer button.
There it is. I'll go ahead and double tap.
Transition. The Nature Space Transitions Timer allows you to select a pleasant ambiance for sleeping as well as a morning ambiance to wake up to. It is designed to help you gently transition to and from the sleeping state. This select the type of timer you would like to configure.
I flicked right before it was done, but you get the idea, and the rest of the description, you're going to find out what it does as we go through it here. So here are our different options for the types of timers.
Sleep timer button.
Sleep timer.
Wake timer button. Sleep and wake timer button.
And we're actually going to look at the sleep and wake timer because it incorporates both of the first two options into the third one.
Cancel button.
And then cancel is the last thing on this screen. I'm going to flick back left one time to
sleep and wake timer button.
And show you how to set this.
Four button. Back button.
I don't know why it landed me on Thor. I guess because that was the track I was listening to, but it was nowhere near the upper left corner of the screen. I just tapped the upper left corner to get to it so we can be consistent with what we have here.
Sleep timer.
So.
Next, dimmed button.
First, you want to set the sleep timer. And again, if you had selected the sleep timer option, this would be the only thing you would configure. But you can say, for example, you want to go to sleep now and you want something to wake you up. This would probably be something you would do on speakers. Because wearing headphones all night might not be very comfortable. But you could come in here and do that.
Select the track that you would like to fall asleep to.
And so we can select what we want to fall asleep to.
Thor button, Odin button, Aegir button, Loki button.
We have all of our tracks here.
Eternal Rain button, Tears of Asgard button, First Light button.
That's probably not what you want to fall asleep to unless you are one of these people that sleeps all day and is awake all night. If you're a vampire, this is might be the one you want to choose.
Photosynthesis button. Infinite Shoreline button.
Let's go ahead.
River Wine Dreaming button.
And choose.
The Indigo Raindrop button.
The Indigo Raindrop, because I haven't demonstrated that one yet. I'll double tap.
The Indigo Raindrop playing.
So, it's actually playing, and in order to actually select this track, you have to have it playing, which I kind of wish you could just double tap it and select it without it playing, but, you know, I guess it's nice if you want to kind of listen to it. So, now I have to go back to the next button.
Next button.
There we go.
Back button. 0 hours. Picker item. Adjustable. Back button. Sleep timer.
And again, voiceover focus is sort of jumping around a little bit, but I think that's more an iOS 9 thing than it is with this app. But anyway, I'm keep flicking to the right. The back button is what you heard before I flicked. That was the thing located in the upper left corner. That's always there in this app.
Next button. The Indigo Raindrop. Set the length of time that you would like the Indigo Raindrop to play before it begins to fade out. 0 hours, picker item, adjustable.
And this is a picker item. You can set it up to 24 hours. And it is a standard picker item, so you can flick up and down to adjust it.
33 minutes, picker item, adjustable.
For some reason, 33 minutes is randomly selected.
32 minutes.
So if I flick down.
30 minutes, 20, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute.
We'll set it at 1 minute. I can flick to the right now.
Cancel button.
And cancel it. And that is all that's on the screen. So I'm going to go back to the next button.
Next button. Back button. Sleep timer. Next button. The Indigo Raindrop. Play duration. 1 minute.
We've already set that.
Set the length of time that the Indigo Raindrop should take to fade out before stopping.
I really like this feature. You can have it fade out as quickly or as slowly as possible.
Fade out duration. 0:03:00.
0:03 meaning the minutes.
Sleep timer fade out time. 3 minutes. Adjustable.
And we have here again the standard picker item. I can flick down.
50 seconds. 9 seconds.
So you can choose whatever you want here in durations of seconds or minutes. But the seconds are kind of weird. Let me flick down.
4 seconds. 1 second.
So if we're at 1 second.
1 second.
Which is the first choice. And you heard the options as I flick down. Now I'm going to flick up.
6 seconds.
So the seconds are kind of weird in that it's not exactly consistent, but 4 seconds or 6 seconds, I mean, what's really going to be the big difference?
20 seconds.
So I'll say 20 seconds.
cancel button, cancel button.
And the cancel button is the last option on the screen. If you want that, I will go back to the next button.
Next button. The indigo raindrop button.
And again, we're landed at a random point in the screen. It looks like we're landed each time consistently on the name of the track that was last playing. I will go back to the upper left corner.
Back button. Wake timer. Next, dimmed button.
And here we have the wake timer. The wake timer is kind of the opposite of the sleep timer, really. So we can choose something to wake up to.
Select the track that you would like to wake up to.
This might look familiar to you.
Thor button.
I want a rude awakening, so I'm going to choose Thor.
Thor play.
So that's a rude awakening, right? And that's all you have on this screen, other than the cancel button in the lower right corner. Sorry. It just sounds awesome. So I need to flick back left.
Select the track that you would like to next button.
There we go. Double tap next.
Back button. Set the time that you would like Thor to begin slowly fading in. 6 o'clock. Picker item adjustable.
So this is the opposite of what we had before, where you can select the duration to fade out. This would be where you would set it to fade in. 6 o'clock is fine.
00 minutes. Picker AM. Picker item and cancel button.
You get the idea. I'll go back to toward the top for the next button.
Wait timer. Next button. Back button. Set the length of time that Thor should take to reach its final volume once it begins fading in. Fade in duration. 0:03:00.
And again, the default is 3 minutes here.
Wait timer fade in time. 3 minutes. Adjustable.
Screw that, man. I want it like right away. Right in my face, like boom. So I'm gonna flick down here to 1 second.
59 seconds. 1 second. 1 second.
Unfortunately, you can't just have it at zero, but whatever, that's fine. I'll flick to the right.
Cancel button.
And again, cancel is the only other thing on this screen. So I'll go back to the next button.
Back, wait time. Next button. Back button. Alternately play the Indigo Raindrop and Thor while adjusting their relative maximum volumes to find a suitable balance for sleeping and waking. The Indigo Raindrop button. Sleep volume 100% adjustable.
So you can come in here and actually set what you want it to be when it reaches its full volume. 100% is the default. Again, it's an adjustable thing, so you can flick up and down to adjust it.
Thor button. Wake volume 100% adjustable.
And I'm all in with the 100% on both sides.
Cancel button.
Cancel is the last thing, so we can go back to the next button.
Finish button.
Or finish in this case.
Cancel.
But we're not totally finished.
Transitions timer. Start button.
So you can start the transitions timer now if you wanted to go to sleep and listen to it quickly fade out, or if slowly fade out, or whatever it was.
Transitions timer configuration. Sleep timer. The Indigo Raindrop. Sleep volume. 100%. Play duration. 1 minute. Fade out duration. 20 seconds. Wake timer. Thor. Wake volume. 100%. Wake time. 6 a.m. Fade in duration, 1 second.
So you can look at what you have here.
Setup button.
Or if you wanted to change something, you could come into the setup button and reconfigure stuff.
Setup button.
And that's it. So if I double tap start.
Transitions start button. Start. Cancel button.
It's now raindrops are falling on my head. And let's take a look at this screen.
Transitions timer. Sleep timer track is playing. Sleep timer. The Indigo Raindrop. 38 seconds. Wake timer.
So you can look at the different things that you have here.
Thor. 18 hours, 10 minutes, 37 seconds.
That's when it'll start playing. If you want to do the math, you can figure out what time it is as I'm recording.
18 hours, 10 minutes, 31 seconds, 18 hours, 10 minutes, 28 seconds.
And that's the final option on this screen.
18 hours, 10 minutes, 24 seconds.
I'm going to move away from this.
Thor.
So, now if we flick back to the left, we can figure out how much time is left in the sleep timer.
Wait timer, 3 seconds.
And now it has faded out. Kind of a nice thing.
The indigo raindrop. Sleep timer. Sleep timer track is fading out.
It's gone, but it's going to say it's fading out. And you can go out of this app and even do other things if you want, and it still plays just fine.
Transitions timer.
I'm flicking back to the left now.
Cancel button.
I'll double tap cancel.
Cancel. Thor button.
And now I am back in the upper left corner of the app. So if I double tap cancel, now it's not going to wake me up with a violent thunderstorm at 6 a.m. So that is the Nature Space app. Feel free to leave any comments in the app directory entry or the podcast section. I hope that you have found this podcast helpful. And my final remarks are that I like the way it's set up. I like the fact that it's completely voiceover accessible. I can do everything I want with this app, and I think the sounds that it has are very well produced. So, all that said, thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you want to get in contact with me, my email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. That's scottdavert@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, which is Scott Davert. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. We'll catch you another time.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.